All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Watch Party, the podcast with me, Nina.
And me, Trish. Okay, let's get to it. Let's move on. So, Simon's butt.
What? What?
Simon's butt. Charot. No.
Well, I was thinking of Anthony's ass.
Damn! Okay.
Because that was first few minutes of Bridgerton. So, if you guys haven't already seen from our title, we will be talking about Bridgerton. Okay, so
Simon's butt. Simon's ass.
Well, there's
let's
a
get
lot
to
of
the point.
Yeah, you can start off by talking about, I guess, giving a little introduction about the series.
Okay, so Bridgerton is actually based on a series of novels by Julia Quinn. Mm-hmm. It's each book features one of the Bridgerton girls or boys,
yeah,
and how they discover love and romance in the Regency era.
Yes,
all the while dealing with like a Regency version of Gossip Girl, Miss Lady Whistledown.
Yes,
way before Gossip Girl was a thing.
Fun fact. Did you know that in the Regency era, in the year 1813, which is also technically the time when Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice was published.
Oh, okay.
You'll see similarities there. But did you know that gossip sheets, sort of similar to Lady Whistledown, were real? Like, they actually published this. Yeah, they were a thing back in those days because the actress who plays Penelope Featherington, see Nicola Coughlan.
Colon,
I hope
yeah.
I pronounced
yeah.
it right. She mentioned that gossip sheets or scandal sheets were a thing back then. And I triple checked and it said at one point or another, various articles were saying that part of their newspapers or their publications, and it focused on families with juicy stories. Pero the difference naman is they coded the names. Yung parang Mr. B
ah,
and
okay.
Mrs. M were seen.
Okay, so
ganun.
Paris Hilton.
Or TMZ, yeah.
Or TMZ, you know, yeah. Way before TMZ was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the show was produced by Miss Shonda Rhimes, who is well known for Grey's Anatomy? It's Grey's
yes,
Anatomy and a
Grey's
bunch of
Anatomy,
other things.
Grey's Anatomy, my favorite. Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, just to name a few, because, you know, with the network of Shonda, naging Shondaland siya.
I watched a few reactions. Mm-hmm. And then ang sabi nila, if it's Miss Shonda Rhimes, at some point in the series, the kid's gonna be an alien or something. Or the queen's, like, from outer space. Something like that, yeah. So it's produced by Miss Shonda. And before we talk about the series, we'll let you guys in on how the flow is gonna be. So we'll do production and then cast. Nina and I will talk about our top characters and least favorite characters and any honorable mentions. Then we'll go plot, favorite scenes, and then the rating.
Yes.
Let's start. Production. Accuracy in terms of Regency era. I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I super agree with that. They really did capture the Regency era at that time.
The hair.
Yeah, from the hair to the
bangs.
Wardrobe. Yeah, the bangs, the haircut, everything, even up to their mannerisms, how they were supposed to sit, their posture, their poise, the silhouettes of the wardrobes, which we'll talk about in a bit.
Yeah, the silhouettes are
yeah,
nice.
They do give it a modern twist. So you can see na parang, may konting modernism dyan. Like, for example, I know that you pointed this out when we talked off-air, about their music.
Yeah.
Diba? They played a lot of pop songs, and then they just made it classical.
When they were parang, here are the ladies. No, nag-introduce it in the first cotillion. And then, I think it's Thank You Next that was playing.
Yes, it was.
ano pa yon? A Shawn Mendes song? So I...
They did play Shawn Mendes. They played Taylor Swift also.
They did. They played. I want to say Wildest Dreams. Is it Wildest Dreams?
Yes, yes.
Yes, it's Wildest Dreams.
I was trying to sing
it. In your head.
Yes.
So overall, for me, pretty good in terms of music, in terms of costume. You talk about silhouette.
Yes.
You see na it's not pulido. Yung fit niya sa bandang waist.
Yeah, and even the costume designer, her name is Ellen Mirojnik. Mm-hmm. She's actually a BAFTA-nominated costume designer. So, yeah, she actually was the designer behind The Greatest Showman and Chaplin.
Oh, okay.
So, I feel like she really did encapture the 1813 era.
And the hair.
Yung hair.
Dude, yung queen, I know that's an actual thing back in the period era.
It was.
But can you imagine walking around with such a heavy wig?
It was, it was.
Pero kahit anong mangyari, hindi pa rin nila inayos yung bangs ni Daphne.
Hindi, yung kay Eloise talaga. I was like, girl.
Oh my God.
She's a different hairstyle.
Oh my God, I really couldn't.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I had to tolerate while watching was really just their hairdos, but... In fairness, I'll just go back really quick sa costumes. Did you notice how the colors were really contrasting dun sa Featheringtons versus the Bridgertons?
Yeah, the Featheringtons are just like yellow. You know na hindi fit, hindi nila kinonsider kung anong fit kay Penelope. Yun yung halata sa akin. Obviously, yellow is not her skin tone.
Yung mga bright green.
It does not match her skin tone. It's so bright green na parang, look at me. It's not very dainty. I think that's the term.
You can really see how Ellen actually tried to encapsulate also the characteristics of these characters and contrasting the Featheringtons, who are very, sorry, pardon me, but they're sort of social climbers. And
parang tignan niyo ako.
Yeah, versus the Bridgertons, who were very elegant and soft. That's why they had really light pastel colors on them.
Yes.
And did you notice
baby blues?
Did you notice the beadwork?
Ang ganda.
It was so beautiful, especially on Daphne.
And the lace.
The lace.
So nice.
It was really nice.
Now that we're talking about Miss Daphne.
Yes.
I actually do have to commend the cast. So, which one or which three are your top favorites?
Okay, so for my top favorites, like I mentioned before, I am Team Anthony. So,
I know.
He has to be my number one.
I know.
Yeah, basically because, I know Babaero siya and, you know, he has his flaws. But kahit paano, he always puts family first. He really had to, even if he was having sex with that opera singer, he would always tell her na, oh, I have to go do my duty, so bilisan natin to.
Do you know, I watched yung Drag Race reaction.
Oh my God.
I said ko sa ito, and then they said, you know it's good when it's done up a tree. And I was like, what?
I swear, as in, it was so funny when he was just rushing everything or, like, he'd have to excuse himself. Because, yes, well, you know, it's good. He's being a good older brother to Daphne to make sure that she marries off. Pero yun lang, medyo overprotective. But I guess it comes with being the Viscount or the Lord of the family since he's the eldest guy. Yun. Yeah.
Even though he showed it in a weird way and he was basically cock-blocking her from the right man.
Yeah, that was... Okay, I kind of got annoyed with him at that point. But, you know, older brother, what you gonna do? Okay, so
Anthony.
Anthony is my first. Second would be Eloise. I love her sass. Yeah, I really love her sass and I love how she's very independent. She's very forward-thinking. As a character there, you don't really see that much during that time. I mean, in the 19th century. She's very much like Keira Knightley's character in Pride and Prejudice, whose priority isn't really about marrying or finding a husband or bearing kids, but really exploring the world, finding meaning for herself. And
which is not very common back in the day.
Yeah, it wasn't.
As women in this era, and well, it's still a fight we do now, the thing you're born for is to be married off and pop out children.
Yes.
And it's nice to see characters who are more liberal and progressive during a time when it wasn't the thing.
Yes, I agree. Yun, who else? I guess my third favorite would be, syempre, si Penelope.
Aww.
She's so cute.
I want to pinch her cheeks.
I wish I was her friend. Cute. Like, I feel like she would be such a great friend to hang out with or to confide in. You can see naman in her character how she dealt with Marina's secret, how she helped her out.
And
diba?
she means well.
Yeah, she does. She does. She has a pure heart. You can really tell.
And she's so innocent.
she is.
You don't realize that she's actually Lady Whistledown.
Yeah, you don't. Surprise. You don't at all. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but sa last episode when she revealed herself, sobrang mischievous. Umiba yung aura niya. So parang, oh damn.
Ay, oo, napansin ko. The eyes, no? Yeah. And the hood of the, ano, the hood of her, the silhouette of her face. Yeah. Like, she's very, she became a bit darker in uh-oh. That scene, which yeah. I didn't expect.
Which is cool. I liked it because then you see another perspective of
Penelope. I agree, but she's so cute. You just can't help but want to pinch her cheeks.
Yeah. Well, anyway, how about you? Who are the top three characters that you like?
Okay. Maybe when this is out, the title of the podcast might be obviously pro-Simon. He is not actually my top character. My top one character is Si Violet Bridgerton, the matriarch.
Really?
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Okay, kasi, I see.
Parang, I know she's pushing Eloise to get, prepare for getting married. And she's also helping out Daphne with preparing her to get married. But you see that at the core of her, she just means well. And parang when Anthony's mm-hmm. trying to be, I'm the patriarch, what I say goes, she's literally like, no, I know what's best for my kids. You yeah. take a seat. I don't care if you're a man, like you're still a kid, you don't take responsibility, I know what's best.
I feel like she's a modern mom for that century. Yes. Yung parang yes. hindi sinasakal yung bata niya na, oh, you have to get married.
Yes, actually,
like there's always that aspect of you need to know that you love them also.
Ganun. Yes, and yun pa, one thing I really liked about her is her take on love and relationships. Na she said that you have to be friends with someone that you mm-hmm. know you marry so that you guys get along. Yeah. That's quite refreshing and really nice. So her top one, mm-hmm. top two. Lady Danbury, of course. Lady yes. Danbury. She's also the snarky one.
She is.
I feel like she can get away with anything. She knows her way around the queen. She knows her way around the royal
even
court.
Even with the dad of Simon.
Yes, diba? And she took responsibility mm-hmm. for Simon.
That's true.
So, I really like her. And actually, ayun, silang dalawa, I might not dignify it with the third, pero siguro honorable mention, okay. I like Colin.
Why is that? That's interesting.
Apparently, he can sing.
Oh, wait.
So,
add lang ako dyan. Not only Colin, even Anthony can sing.
Anthony is a Broadway star. I saw the video.
Sorry, ininsert ko ulit.
From the last five years.
Oh God, I cried when I watched that video of him singing. Oh my God.
I can't. So I get it now. I know I gave you so much shit for liking Anthony because I didn't get it. I even told you he looked like Dennis Trillo, but
nah,
now
girl.
I get it. Ang galing yung komenta.
So can Colin. He's really as in all around si Anthony. Well, at least you know
but
the
Simon
guy who plays
can
him.
Sing also. Regé Jean John Page can sing also.
Ayan na naman tayo sa pangalan.
Ayan, majajido na naman tayo. I'm so sorry. So, yun.
Yeah.
Those are my top three.
Okay, that's good to know. At least may variety tayo. I was expecting na, oh my God, would we have the same characters?
Did either of us expect to rank Simon?
I would have expected you to rank Simon because of his butt.
I know, I'm so obsessed with him. But okay, favorite characters. What about least favorite?
Least favorite. I'm just gonna name one.
Is it Burbrook?
Nigel Burbrook is
Burbrook.
My least favorite. And that's the only character in the series that I really didn't like. And I was happy to see leave mid-episode.
He's so slimy, no? Makes you feel gross.
Yeah, exactly. So, how about you?
Nigel takes first place as my least favorite character.
Of course.
So, there. Pero parang, to be honest, at some point, I didn't like Daphne.
Oh, did you find her annoying?
No, I just found her dumb. Sometimes.
Masyadong.
Parang, what girl walks into the middle of a... Gets ko ah. Dude. Gets ko na parang, oh my God, don't kill yourself. But what girl walks into the middle of a duel?
Yeah, she's a little too naive.
There's also the aspect of marital rape.
Totoo.
There. Let's call it what it is. It isn't anything else. Kahit anong era pa yan. That was marital. So, at some point, ayoko siya. But I like their chemistry.
Yeah.
I really thought, na even though I didn't like Daphne at times and the Duke at times, I really thought that was spot on. For me, perfect yung casting.
It was.
I know that's a big issue. Let me know, Nina, because I saw a lot of issues online also na parang choosing to cast the queen as black.
Mm-hmm.
And some characters are black. People are saying
yeah.
a bit disrespectful daw to cast them
yeah.
and it kind of excludes the struggles that they went through or something like
well,
that.
Well, ano naman eh. for me, personally, I like that they had such a diverse cast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you noticed, even yung extras, there were one or two there that were Asian. But obviously, nakapan lang yung camera for a bit. Meron,
like, I didn't know we were in the film.
We're kind of
were
there.
We colonized by the British na? And then how did we get to the UK?
I don't know, man. But I know, I remember seeing an Asian woman. So anyway, going back to diverse casting, I actually never had a problem with that. I actually liked it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how accurate this is, but based off of what I've read naman in the internet, some people say that Queen Charlotte actually had African heritage.
Really?
So I don't know if they wanted to highlight that. Yeah.
Then it's accurate.
Yeah, but who's to really say what's true and what's not? Honestly, I really have no problem with it. So that's why I kind of don't know why people are so mad. I mean, okay, gets na. If we're talking about documenting something that's based on historical facts, yeah, that's fine. But this one is fiction kasi.
It is.
You're talking about fictional characters and it's a fictional book, diba?
It is a fictional. So, parang, gets ko also where they're coming from. Na yeah. Parang, of course, the last thing we want to do is really devalue the struggles that they went through. But at the same time, we live in a modern world where, yun nga, it's fiction. You want kids to see, to look at the screen and see black kids to look at the screen, she's a queen, she looks like me. Or
exactly.
For it to just be normal to mm-hmm. cast people based on their skill. Aren't you tired of seeing black people cast as slaves all the time?
Exactly, and wouldn't it be nice to see, you know, them triumph naman or taking over the screen? Unless it's a non-fictional
yes,
book or
if
genre.
If it were a history channel, like if you're portraying the Queen of England now,
exactly.
You're not gonna portray her black.
Like The Crown.
Oh, The Crown, diba?
Balik tayo sa Crown. But I mean, this one, first of all, it's a fictional book.
Diba?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
no problem at all with casting, honestly. Moving forward.
To the plot.
Okay, you go ahead.
Favorite scene? You remember when Simon was talking to her about, you know.
Oh, about how to pleasure herself?
Yes, okay, I can't. So she does it, and then she's playing the piano. But right after she does it, diba medyo merge yung scene?
Oh, God.
Parang when it's done, sabi ni Violet, oh, you finished. And I laughed so hard. Let me tell you, Shonda's got some shit. I see you, Miss Shonda. That was hella funny.
That was punny.
I don't think it was coincidental.
Very punny.
Funny kasi. What's yours?
Mine is, okay, so I have...
So episode 7.
Huh? No. Oh my God. Grabe. Gusto ko yung naalala mo yung number ng episode.
Yes. It's so monumental. That's anong, all they did.
Anong minute mark? Charot. For me, my favorite scenes, yung first was really when Simon and Daphne came in and it was thank you next. Right? That was the beginning of them pretending that, oh, I don't know why. I guess it was just the feel of it. Na parang, oy, it's starting. Like, they're gonna fall in love.
You can just tell.
Exactly. And then the second of the entering in the ballroom was, which I love the most, was, diba nag-away sila ni Simon and ni Daphne?
Yeah, yeah.
And then si Daphne was like, you know what, fuck this shit. I'm gonna go for the prince.
Ugh,
and then she walks down the stairs, yeah, in her best gown, in whatever headdress she had, and then the prince was just like, holy shit. Like,
she had the revenge dress moment.
Exactly. I love that revenge moment that everyone was just looking at her, jaws were dropping, even Simon, like, she just totally ignored him. And then she drops her fan in front of the prince, who picks it up, and I'm just like, damn, like, girl, damn. She's got moves. I wish it was like that right now, no? Imagine, nahulog lang. Ay!
You can, but then you can't promise that the person who picks it up is qualified.
Oh my God. I'd rather not. Let's not try that.
So don't drop your fan. I mean, you could get corona when you pick it up.
Well, that's true. Let's stay hygienic.
Anyway, least favorite.
Least
favorite. What were
favorite
the scenes you
scene.
Didn't like?
Honestly, all the scenes where Nigel was in.
He's so creepy.
I just wanted to skip.
You just want to slap him off
That's
the screen.
True. Also, the scenes I wasn't really in favor of was when Marina Thompson was beginning to show her true colors, because I thought at first she was a likable character. But when she, diba, when she started fighting over Colin, I mean, in her defense, she didn't know that Penelope had a crush on Colin, but It should have been made clear.
And she was being desperate and parang pinupoison na rin siya ni Portia.
Yeah.
Kasi at that point, wala na rin naman siyang magagawa.
She was likable at the beginning, but oh well.
But I'm happy that she turned out fine. She got to marry the
brother.
Brother. Mm-mm. Least favorite meron pa ako. I just don't like why Simon cannot just say, I will not have kids with you versus I cannot.
Yes.
Hindi naman alam ni Daphne how the bird and the bees work, which also brings me to my question. I never had the birds and the bees talk.
Well, because, did you have sex education in school?
Yes, but I was learning about it as biology.
Right.
But not like, as something that actually
the intimacy
happened. So I wonder, so I relate to Daphne in that sense. But I'm wondering, did you have the talk?
Not necessarily. The talk as in this is how a baby is made, or like man and woman when they're together. No. What my parents did, especially to my mom,
So they talked to you about it.
Wait lang, let me repeat that. What my parents did, especially my mom, was really just, instead of like, oh, so this is
Hi,
how...
Tita.
Oh my God, stop. Instead of saying, oh, this is how a baby is made, they went straight to the point and my mom was like, don't get pregnant. Don't have sex yet. In high school.
Really? Okay.
Like, yeah, I really was just like, girl, she's too much. I really was so shocked. I mean,
so you,
there was the assumption na kasi, since, you know, in biology, we would take that, you know, the reproductive system and how it works, blah, blah, blah.
Did you go to a Catholic school?
I was
Did
in
you
a,
go to
yeah.
a cri- ca-
Catholic
okay, okay.
school, and then in our high school kasi, at that time, it was an all-girls school. So, co-ed kami nung grade school, tapos high school, all-girls na. So, sobrang funny because, like, I mean, I guess everyone had that assumption that I knew about it, but it was funny how my parents, especially my mom, would always say na, don't get pregnant. Hayan bot, if you're gonna get
like,
pregnant, bahala
This
pa.
Is why.
Yeah, and
See,
I'm like,
okay, I get, when you talk about parent, you didn't really know.
Right.
It was discussed, all of these things, like, this is what it is, this is what pregnancy is, these are what condoms are, this is yada, 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 yada. But in my head, parang it was all just words.
Right.
Like, I didn't know until Game of Thrones, and you know, like when you start watching series, I knew, it's just that I didn't, huh? Oh, so that's what it is. So, yeah, one of the whole time they were focusing on something that could have just been talked about in like literally 5 minutes.
True. And he could, you know what, this brings us back to communication. I feel like that's the key takeaway of this series.
Perfect.
Between couples.
Yes.
Communicate, guys. There's nothing wrong with that.
Talk about it.
Diba? And I mean, okay, I understand why he wasn't as open, kasi yun nga, as a rake, he's not open about his feelings, doesn't want to talk about it, but I mean, he was already intimate with Daphne. Daphne already was telling him about, you know, stories about
Things.
Her life. Yeah, and he was also opening up himself. So I don't know why he just all of a sudden would shut down about the topic. I don't know if he was still sensitive about it.
And she's directly affected. You could have just
Exactly.
told her literally and ended it right then and there.
They would have solved it.
Had it been resolved agad, it could have focused more on how they get past that vow of Simon.
Yeah.
And they work through him trusting her enough for them to have kids.
Yeah, I would have liked
finding a middle ground.
I would have liked to see that plot more. So I agree with you there. Na parang the struggle and how they overcame the challenge versus, you know, the struggle of him not being able to say what he wants to say and Daphne being confused most of the time. Imagine like after they had sex.
Was.
Every time after they'd have sex, she'd be puzzled like, "What's that?" But she even asked him, "Does it hurt?" And I'm like, "Girl."
So, it said in Drag Race, like, they could have just done 4 letters and it would have solved their problems. And I'll let you guys figure out what I mean. It's just funny.
Does it start with the letter F?
No, A. And it could have solved their problems, like she would have never gotten pregnant.
Oh, okay, now I get you.
Right?
Took me a long time. Oh, no.
But also, there's a risk. But anyway, so yeah.
Okay.
Those are our key takeaways and favorite scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Rating.
Overall,
Nina, after everything we've talked about,
Damn.
What's
okay.
your take on it?
My overall rating for this would have to be, I'm sorry if people are gonna get mad, 3.9.
But the bab, 3.9?
That's all. That's more than half, just a little bit. Kasi, okay, I found it too fanfic for me. Like, don't get me wrong, ha? Like, it was...
I get it.
I really loved indulging myself in the series all throughout the episodes. Like, I couldn't stop watching, but... I don't know, there was a point kasi wherein I was like, ah, predictable yung storyline.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah. It just felt, okay, I would label it as tasteful fan fiction.
What about episode 7 is tasteful?
I know. What I meant by tasteful was that it wasn't cheesy to the point na nasusuka ka na.
Yeah, okay. Gets.
There were points wherein nakilig din ako, okay? Especially when Simon would look at Phoebe and I'd be like, shit, he's looking into her soul. Why can't someone look into my soul like that? Anyway. But, yeah, I just found it a little too predictable. But overall, I mean, it wasn't bad. So, it's almost a 4. How about you?
5, of course. And not just because... Okay, not just because of Simon. As I mentioned, he's not even my favorite character. I think for me kasi, I went into the series expecting na parang it would be one of those scandalous series. And right. Then there's a few characters na parang, I can't continue watching this dude is so annoying. But as it turns out, it's actually very... It's very light and watchable. Mm-hmm. The chemistry is bomb. It's right. On point. I don't regret, even though I kind of got annoyed at the leads, I don't regret watching them progress through it. And I definitely watch it again.
Oh, I see. Okay, I know now where our difference lies. So while you mentioned that you would rewatch it, I wouldn't now. Like, it's a one and done.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that I won't watch season 2. I probably will. So
yes, speaking I would of season watch it. 2. Mm-hmm. So season 2 is Anthony.
Yes, it is Anthony. Now. I'll probably watch that more.
Fun fact, and as we close our little review and discussion, the person Anthony's going to end up with is Kate Sheffield, I think. And may brief appearance siya in the latter episodes of season 1.
Ooh.
So season 2 is gonna focus on them and it's gonna be Nina's show.
It's gonna be mine. And no, he's gonna be mine. Charlotte.
There you go.
So that wraps up our third episode. We hope that you guys loved watching. No, not watching. Lol. Yeah, we hope you enjoyed listening to us. If you guys loved our podcast, go ahead and leave us some love on our social accounts.
Go ahead and click that follow button. We are on Instagram at Watch Party Podcast. We are on Facebook. We are on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, literally every single streaming platform available to you. Go ahead and give us a follow and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye, guys!